morning, everyone. Welcome to the Lighthouse. We're so glad you're joining us. Whether you're in the building or online, we may have a few more online viewers today because it's a bit chilly out there. Aren't you glad for technology that can get the Word of God out, even when people can't get out? I'm so thankful for that. We do have several things we want to make you aware of. Today we are having an appreciation luncheon for Sister Betty for over 50 years of service on the worship team. Can we give her another hand? I'm just so grateful. It's important to appreciate who has helped us get to where we are today. And so we want to do that today. And we are inviting everyone. Everyone is welcome to stay and have lunch with us and talk to Sister Betty. I know she has a lot of stories. If you want to hear some good stories throughout the decades of what's happened in this Pentecostal church here at the Lighthouse, that she would love to share those with you. Also want to let you know next Sunday, we are having our church business meeting. Everyone say business meeting. A lot of people aren't super fond of business meetings. We prefer church services, which is great, but we still have to do business, right? So we want you to be there. There are some important changes we have coming up this year. We want everyone to be there so you can be informed to know where we feel God is directing us to go for the business aspect of the Lighthouse. So please stay next Sunday and be a part of that business meeting, and that will take place right after church. I'm sorry we are not feeding you next week. We've been doing a lot of dinners, which is great. Next Sunday will not be one. Also wanted to let you know we have a marriage conference that the district puts on every year coming up in February. It is the 23rd and 24th. It is in Belleville, Ohio, which is close to Mansfield, and it is a fabulous conference. So Pastor Joe and I go every year, and we always tell people, your marriage doesn't have to be in trouble to go to a marriage conference. Instead, you are investing in your marriage to keep it healthy. If your marriage is in trouble, come also, but if it's not, come and put time in together. Consider a date night for you and your spouse. And so there is a flyer by the door with a QR code. So if you want to sign up for that, go ahead and click that QR code, or you can go on Facebook to our Facebook group. We have the event shared there as well. And how many of you remember Rich Hooper that was here just a few months ago? He is a great man of God from Texas, a good friend of Pastor Joe and mine, and he and his wife are going to be the speakers this year at this marriage conference. They have a fabulous story of what God has done in their marriage, and I know they'll have a lot of good advice to share. So I encourage you, if you are married, please make plans to attend. And then we did want to let you know that there's not going to be any Lighthouse Connection this month. We are looking at revamping Lighthouse Connection, and so in the next couple months, we'll be rolling it out again in a little bit different format, so be watching for that. We're very excited. And our last announcement is about a family movie night that we are having here at the Lighthouse. So if you want to save the date for that, it is on February 10th. Nope, sorry. Too many announcements. February 16th at 6 p.m. We've got free popcorn, some free snacks. You can bring your own snacks. It is a free event, but we also want it to be an outreach event. Who should be doing the outreach for that event, do you think? Pastor Joe, that would be all of us, right? Everyone raise their hand. You are supposed to be the outreach for that event. So invite someone and bring them with you. So we are showing the movie, I Can Only Imagine. You may have already seen it. Invite someone who hasn't seen it. Invite someone who is a pre-believer. Maybe they don't believe in Christ yet. Invite them to come and see that church is not a scary place, that church people are not scary people, that we will love them, and that they can come and have fun in God's house. Amen? So save the date. We are going to go ahead and show the trailer for that movie. And then as we're showing that trailer, Pastor Darius and Pastor Dunia can come on up, and they'll be doing our call to worship.
It's an amazing song.
Just kind of happened. Took about 10 minutes, I guess.
Bart, you didn't write this song in 10 minutes. Took a lifetime. How'd you do this?
You know, I've never told anybody my story. When I was 11 years old, life was tough.
Where's Mama?
She's gone. She don't want me no more. And she don't want you neither.
And I've always loved music. And I found some songs that I held on to. They gave me hope.
Mercy me, that can't be his real voice.
Because I needed it.
Dad, I can do this.
No, you can't. And you're going to blink your eyes, and you're going to realize that life has gotten you nowhere because you chased some stupid dream.
I can.
I'm leaving, Shan.
I want you to know that I pray for you all the time. And I hope that you find whatever it is that you're looking for out there.
What are you running from?
My dad.
Then write about it. Let that pain become your inspiration.
I have some stuff I need to sort out.
And I deal with it the only way I know how. And that's to write a song.
You hungry?
I set the table.
What is this?
I want to make things right. You and me.
My dad was a monster, and I saw God transform him.
You have a gift, real gift.
I didn't think that God could do that. And so I wrote this song for my dad.
Dios le bendiga a todos en esta mañana.
God bless you all this morning.
Estamos aquí todos reunidos con una misma necesidad.
We are all here together with the same need.
Y fíjese que no digo deseo, sino una misma necesidad.
And I said not wish, but need.
Necesitamos del Señor.
We need the Lord.
No nos ha detenido ni aún el frío.
The cold weather has not stopped you from coming.
Y estamos aquí como buenos soldados.
And we are here like good soldiers.
Pero te quiero decir que también Dios nos necesita a nosotros.
But I also want to let you know that God also needs us.
Y por eso Él ha permitido que nosotros estemos reunidos aquí en esta mañana.
And that's how He has allowed us to gather this morning.
Porque Él quiere edificar nuestro carácter.
Because He wants to build our character.
Y es en el fundamento de su palabra.
In the foundation of His word.
Por eso tú has venido a edificar tu carácter hoy en esta mañana, escuchando.
That's why you're here to build your character by listening.
Con la disposición de escuchar la palabra de Dios en esta mañana.
The word of God this morning.
Gloria sea al Señor.
Glory be to God.
Dios quiere que nuestro carácter esté forjado en el fruto del Espíritu.
God wants our character based on the fruit of the Spirit.
Y es difícil.
And it's difficult.
Pero es necesario para nosotros para tener una vida fructífera.
But it's necessary for us to
y
have
una
a
vida buena.
Life and a good life.
Una relación buena, hogareña, en la familia,
good
en
family
el trabajo,
relationships, good job relationships,
en cualquier relación.
And every type of relationship.
Yo no sé si tú te has escuchado alguna vez en tu vida.
I don't know if you have ever listened
en algún
in your
momento,
life, at any moment,
que tú has dicho, que va, ya no puedo dar más amor.
That you have said, I'm not loving anybody
he dado
else.
Mucho amor.
I've given so much love to people
ah,
around.
Pero que va, yo no puedo tener, no puedo ser tan manso, yo tengo que actuar.
I cannot be so good, I have to do something wrong or against somebody who is hurting me.
Pero esta fe, ¿hasta cuándo voy a tener fe?
But until what point
si
will
estoy
I
esperando
have faith?
¿Cuánto tiempo?
I've been hoping for an answer for a long time.
No sé si tú te has escuchado así en algún momento.
I don't know if you have ever listened to yourself saying those words in your mind.
Pero Pablo le hablaba a los Gálatas diciendo, nosotros vivimos por el Espíritu y necesitamos vivir para Él.
But Paul told the Galatians, church, we live by the
vivimos
Spirit
por el
and
Espíritu.
We need to live by the Spirit.
Vivimos por el Espíritu y necesitamos vivir
and
para
we
Él.
Need to live for Him.
Y Pablo le decía, ustedes tienen que fructificar y el fruto del Espíritu es la paz, el gozo, el amor,
and
la
Paul
mansedumbre.
Said, you have to have that fruit, the peace of God, the joy.
Y es en esos momentos donde es difícil que eso fructífere, pueda ser fructificado en nuestra vida.
And it's in those moments in our lives where it's difficult to bear that fruit.
Es cuando es difícil.
It is when it's difficult.
Es cuando tú dices, ya yo no puedo dar más amor, no puedo dar más mansedumbre, no puedo.
It's when you say, I cannot keep loving this person, I
es
cannot
como,
keep giving my love to somebody else.
Es como cuando dos vecinos estaban una vecina le lanzaba al vecino le decía estoy un poco nerviosa le decía, le lanzaba al vecino basura y el vecino le lanzaba flores y ella le volvía a lanzar basura y él le lanzaba flores.
It's like the story between two neighbors that one would throw trash in the neighbor's yard and the other neighbor would throw flowers to the neighbor's yard.
Hasta que la vecina le dijo, ¿por qué tú me lanzas flores?
And until this neighbor
si
said,
yo te
why
lanzo
you keep,
basura.
You keep throwing flowers when I throw trash?
Porque cada cual, y el vecino le respondió, porque cada cual lanza lo que le sobra.
And then that neighbor answered, because everybody throws what
lo
they
que
have.
Le sobra, no lo que tiene. Ese vecino tenía flores, no, él le sobraba flores para lanzar.
And he had plenty of flowers to be able to throw flowers.
Y tú
to
puedes
the other
tener
neighbor.
Amor, tú puedes tener paciencia, tú puedes tener mansedumbre, templanza, benignidad.
You can have all the fruit of the spirit, peace, joy. You can be kind.
Pero no es tenerla, es que te sobre.
But it's not
que
just
sobreabunde
habit,
en
it's
ti.
To overflow with the fruit of the Spirit.
Entonces Dios quiere edificar ese carácter en ti.
Then today God wants to build that character in you.
Por eso Él te necesita aquí reunido.
That's why He needs you here together.
Para que tú puedas enseñarles a otros también
so
a tener este carácter.
So you can teach others about this character.
No es tan difícil cuando venimos y nos alimentamos del Señor.
It's not so difficult when you come and you feed with the Word of God.
Dice la palabra del Señor en Mateo capítulo 7.
The word of God says in, hold on, Matthew chapter 7.
7:24.
7:24.
Cualquiera pues que me oye estas palabras, léelo tú en inglés.
Therefore, whoever hears these sayings of mine and does them, I will liken him to a wise man who built his house on the rock. And the rain descended, the flood came, and the winds blew and beat on the house, and it did not fall, for it was founded on the rock. But everyone who hears these sayings of mine and does not do them will be like a foolish man who built his house on the sand, and the rain descended, the floods came, and the winds blew and beat on the house, and it fell, and great was its fall.
Gloria sea al Señor. Dice el Salmo 127 que si Jehová no edificare la casa, en vano trabajan los que la edifican.
The Bible says that if the Lord doesn't build our house, we're working in vain.
Vamos a ponernos en pie.
Let's stand up this morning.
En vano, si Dios no edifica tu vida.
If God doesn't build your life.
En vano vas a trabajar para la obra del Señor.
You're going to be working for God's work even in vain.
Tienes que dejarte edificar.
You have to let yourself
be built
upon the foundation of the Word of God.
Vamos a cerrar nuestros ojos y darle gracias a Dios.
Let's close our eyes and thanks the Lord.
Te damos muchas gracias por estar aquí.
Father, we thank you for being here.
Sabemos que vas a hablar, Señor, a nuestra vida.
We know that you're going to speak to our lives.
Sabemos que nos necesitas a nosotros.
We know that you need us.
Como puente.
As a bridge.
Para traer a las almas que aún todavía no están aquí.
To bring souls that still don't know you, Lord.
Aquí estamos, Dios.
We are here, Lord.
No tenemos tal vez muchas cosas que darte.
We don't have a lot of things to give you.
Tal vez nuestras manos están vacías.
Maybe our hands are empty.
Pero tú las puedes llenar.
But you can fill our hands.
Tú las puedes llenar en esta mañana.
You can fill our hands this
llena
morning.
Nuestras manos.
Fill our hands,
llena
Lord.
Nuestra vida.
Fill our lives.
Para poder ofrecerles a otros.
So we can offer others.
Una razón por estar aquí en este
a
momento.
A reason to be here
en
this
esta
morning.
Vida. Hay propósito,
there's
queridos
purposes.
Hermanos. Hay propósito en ti y hay propósito en Dios.
There's purposes in you and there's purposes in God.
Gracias Dios.
Thank you God.
Por el propósito
for
que tenemos en esta vida.
That we have in this life.
A ti te vamos a adorar,
we're
alabar,
praise you. We're
a darte toda gloria.
Worship you and give you all the glory.
Gracias por el perdón de nuestras faltas.
Thank you for forgiveness.
De nuestros pecados.
Thank you for forgiving our
porque
sins.
Somos insuficientes.
Because we are not enough.
Pero tú nos haces suficientes.
On our own, but we
por
are enough
medio del
in your name, Lord.
De tu hijo
and through
amado,
the sacrifice of
Jesús.
Your beloved Son,
en la cruz del Calvario. Gracias, papá.
Thank
en el
you,
nombre
Father.
De tu hijo amado
in the
Jesús.
Name of your son,
muchas
Jesus.
Gracias,
thank
Señor.
You, God.
Amén.
Amen.
Y amén.
And amen. Amen. I will write it, turn it over to them for worship, but before I do, I need to remind something that happened here last Sunday. I don't know. We can revisit God's visitations. Last Sunday, I experienced an anointing in this place that it was fantastic. It was amazing. And I don't know if you were able to discern when it happened, but it happened when Sister Debbie started singing that prophetic song. the whole atmosphere in this building changed. Maybe some of you felt the same and never saw anything changing, but I know most of you felt something changed and shifted to the point that Pastor Joe had to come here and start leading us into an intensity of the presence of God. And I was there receiving God's anointing. I had to go over there, and I was crying in the presence of God. And I said, God, why cannot we have every Sunday this kind of anointing or even more? And now you can wonder, well, maybe God doesn't want that. No, God wants that and even more. Now the question is, do we want it? Do we want really God's presence? Are we able to sing with our understanding, really desiring that our year could be a victorious and blessed year? The service for the Lord. This is a service for the Lord. Each of you are serving the Lord right now. As we're going to start praising the Lord, we are all serving the Lord. Now, if you're going to serve Him with all of your being, with everything you have. This is what happened, folks. Do you need a miracle? Raise your hand if anybody here needs a miracle. We all need miracles. If we need a miracle, it's in the presence of God when we can receive those miracles. And the presence of God is attracted to worship and praise from the heart. I encourage you this morning to praise God with everything you have and everything you are. I encourage you to praise the Lord with your emotions too. We can get very emotional at a baseball game or a football game, and then we get really almost dead in church. That's not right. We should be celebrating. We should be praising the Lord. And you say, well, Pastor, my personality is that I'm a really shy, introvert person. Well, there is Psalms written for you too. But there's no excuse to be in this building not engaging with what is happening in the stage. Are you guys ready to serve the Lord? But this is their job is even harder, because they're not only serving the Lord, they're also trying to usher God's presence for you guys. So, are you listening this morning? Let's connect the worship team with the congregation, and let's the congregation connect with the worship team in service and adoration of our Lord. I don't want a wall here. Let's knock down the flesh wall that it's built between the altar and the congregation. And let's get together and worship God like if it is our last day in this earth. May the Lord bless you. As we're gonna start praising the Lord here. We're getting ready. This is the baskets where you can come and put your offering, or maybe you can give online. The ways to give are on the screen. That's your physical offering, but all of us can do a spiritual offering this morning. So this is the day that the Lord, come on somebody, this is the day that the Lord has made. You will what? You will what? Touch somebody and say, let's rejoice. This is the day, let's rejoice.
Chains are broken. So you came and changed my life. You thought I was worth keeping. So you cleaned me up inside. You thought I was to die for. So you sacrificed your life so I could be free, so I could be whole, so I could tell.
Wandering into the night, wanting a place to hide this weary soul, this bag of bones. And I tried with all my might, but I just can't win the fight. I'm slowly drifting vagabond. And just when I ran out the road, I met a man I didn't know, and he told me that I was not alone. He picked me up, he turned me around, he placed my feet on solid ground. I thank the Master, I thank the Savior, because he healed my heart, he changed my name, forever free, I'm not the same. I thank the Master, I thank the Savior, I thank God. I cannot deny what I see, got no choice but to believe. My doubts are burning like ashes in the wind. So long to my old friends, burden and bitterness. You can just keep it moving. Nah, you ain't welcome here. From now till I walk the streets of gold, I'll sing of how you saved my soul. This wayward son has found his way back home. Oh, he picked me up, he turned me around, he placed my feet on solid ground. I thank the Master, I thank the Savior, because he healed my heart, he changed my name, forever free, I'm not the same. I thank the Master, I thank the Savior, because he picked me up, he turned me around, he placed my feet on solid ground. I thank the Master, I thank the Savior, because he healed my heart, he changed my name, forever free, I'm not the same. I thank the Master, I thank the Savior. Because he picked me up, he turned me around, he placed my feet on solid ground. I thank the Master, I thank the Savior, because he healed my heart, he changed my name, forever free, I'm not the same. I thank the Master, I thank the Savior. Hell lost another one. I am free. I am free. I am free. Hell lost another one. I am free. I am free. I am free. Hell lost another one. I am free. I am free. I am free. Hell lost another one. 'Cause you thought I was worth saving. So you came and changed my life. You thought I was worth keeping. So you cleaned me up inside. You thought I was to die for. So you sacrificed your life so I could be free, so I could be whole, so I could tell everyone I know. You thought I was worth saving. So you came and changed my life. You thought I was worth keeping. So you cleaned me up inside. You thought I was to die for. So you sacrificed your life so I could be free, so I could be whole, so I could tell everyone. You give you glory because I am free, because I am whole, and I will tell everyone I know. 'Cause you thought I was worth saving, so you came and changed my life. You thought I was worth keeping.
Worth saving.
So you can change my life. You thought I was worth keeping. So you cleaned me up inside. You thought I was to die for. So you sacrificed your life so I could be free, so I could be whole. Tell everyone I know.
Let's give you praise.
Hallelujah, hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Glory to the God who changed my life. And I will praise you.
Forever.
I'll worship you.
Forever.
Give you glory. Because I am free, because I am whole, and I will tell everyone I know. Because I am free, because I am whole, and I will tell everyone.
One more time.
Because I am free, because I am whole, and I will tell everyone I know.
You thought I was worth saving. So you came and changed my life. You thought I was worth keeping. So you cleaned me up inside. You thought I was to die for.
So you sacrificed your life so I could be free, so I could be whole, I could tell everyone I know.
Now just lift your hands with your own words, giving praise right now. Come on. He saw worth in you. He saw value in you. How much more is he worthy, right? He's worth all of our praise we can give him, right? Come on. Come on. Come on, lift your voice and give him praise this morning. Oh, we worship you, Lord Jesus. We praise you, Lord.
We thank you, Lord Jesus, for your goodness and kindness and love towards us. Your loving kindness is better than life, Lord. Your loving kindness is better than life, Lord. Our lips will praise you. Thus, we will bless you with our lives right now. We give you all the glory. We give you all the praise. For, Father, we were in a grave. We were in a tomb. We were dead in our trespasses and in our sins. And, Jesus, you came by your Holy Spirit and breathed life into us. And we once again became a living soul, alive unto you, God. And you saw value in us. You thought we were worth it when no one else thought we were worth it. The prophet said we were like a child born and left in a field, laying in our afterbirth, left to die. No one saw value or worth in us, but you did, God. And you came and breathed life into us. You cleaned us up. You dressed us up. You established our feet so we could walk through this life. And for that, God, we give you praise right now. We give you glory right now. We thank you right now. Father, forgive us for forgetting that it was you who have done this and not us. Forgive us of our condescending attitude. At times we look at people in the world we live in our society, and we look down our noses because of the place that they are living in. And God, we do that because we have forgotten where you brought us from. But for the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, so are we. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Thank you for being no respecter of person. That God, if you did it for us, you can do it for them. And God, I thank you that you're changing our hearts right now. That those attitudes are melting away. That we're no longer looking down our noses and looking down on people for where they are and what they're going through. But God, we see that they are worth dying for. Because you saw that they were worth dying for. God, I thank you that you're shifting and changing our hearts, our attitudes, our minds right now. And instead of complaining and whining about our situations, Lord, we come with hearts of gratitude towards you right now when we say thanks. We say thank you, God. Thank you for all that you've done for us. Thank you for what you've done in our personal lives. Thank you for what you've done in our families. Thank you, God, for what you've done in our nation. Thank you, God, for what you've done in the world. And God, even though we face trials right now, we face situations that are difficult, Lord, we give you thanks right now. For you are with us every step of the way, and you are moving and you are intervening right now on the behalf of our requests. Now, Father, you see every heart, every mind, you see every soul that's carrying a request, a burden for someone else or for themselves. God, we lift them up to you right now. We give them to you right now. Father, you see these people that even this morning have contacted me because they're sick and they couldn't make it to the assembly of ourselves together. You see their heart and how they wanted to be here, but they couldn't come because of sickness and disease. And Jesus, you were whipped and bore stripes on your back for our healing. We receive that healing right now in the name of Jesus. We receive it for them, for our brothers and sisters, because we care about them. We receive it for them, God. We thank you that they're being made whole right now. We plead the blood of Jesus over every circumstance and situation. You see the attack of the enemy on our homes. You see the kingdom of darkness that's trying to pull tricks and deceive. We thank you for truth right now in the name of Jesus. And we plead the blood of Jesus over our family, over our home, over this church, over the body of Christ worldwide. We plead the blood of Jesus right now. We thank you, God, that you're protecting us. And the destroyer has to pass over because the blood has been applied. Hallelujah. We thank you for that right now, Father. We thank you that you've already done a finished work. It's done, Lord. We thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We thank you for a place that we can gather and pray and seek your face and be in your presence with one another. Thank you for this building that we can come together and be your building. Us coming together as your people are your building, and we are a house of prayer for all nations. We come seeking your face to be in your presence right now, Father, that you may be glorified in the earth. And every one of these needs would be met, not because we just want it, God, not because we just think that we need this or that or the other, but because, God, you deserve the glory. And we want you to be glorified through these things. Now, Father, you see the tough times that people are facing with the passing of loved ones. You said, blessed are those that mourn, for they shall be comforted. And Holy Spirit, we know that you are the comforter. And I thank you, God, that even though we don't always understand it, death is a part of life. And God, I thank you that even though we don't understand it and we don't have to understand it, God, you're there with us through it. And as we walk through the valley of the shadow of death, those of us that are still alive and here, you're with us. And you're leading us and you're guiding us. And your rod and your staff, they give us comfort right now. I thank you for comfort and peace in the families that are walking through this season, that it's upon their lives, Lord. God, I thank you that you are a provider. You've provided everything we have need of. So we thank you for provision in people's lives right now who need provision. We stand in faith, Lord. And we give you all the glory because you have provided everything we have need of. Because you found value in us. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord, that you found us worth dying for. This morning, as we gather together in worship and in prayer and in praise, God, we give you an attitude of thanksgiving. And we are grateful. We are so grateful for your grace, your mercy, and your love that you bestow upon us, that you multiply unto our lives, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 We thank you, Lord. Come on, church, let's lift your hands one more time. Sometimes we just rush through things. Sometimes we need to just take a moment and pray unto God and praise him and thank him. I don't know about you, but what I want my prayer time to be more about my thanksgiving, my gratitude, my time just spent in conversation with God, then I do want it being about my petitions and my requests. I don't want to just start barking requests and orders unto my Father and expect him to do it, but I want to spend time with him. I want to spend time with him. I shared this morning as we were doing group prayer. I was praying and I was thinking this morning about how cold it is. And I started thinking about how whatever environment we put ourselves in, it changes us. If you stand outside for a little bit, all of a sudden your body begins to get cold today because it's so cold. So we have to move ourselves into an environment that's warmer so that we can be healthy and survive that. Whatever environment we put ourselves in, it affects us. And church, it's important for us that when we come together that we develop an environment that hosts the presence of God. So when we leave this place, we're still living in the presence of God. Develops a daily life of devotion unto Him. So we live in His presence. That's the environment we live in, because then that is what continually affects and changes us. We absorb the presence of God and we become holy because He is holy. Because we're living in His presence. The Bible says in His presence is fullness of joy, and at His right hand are pleasures evermore. And the world would tell you, our society would tell you and teach you that, oh, no, 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 this is what a pleasure is and this is what a pleasure is. But that's only a momentary pleasure that only lasts just temporarily. And then when it's done, it actually a lot of times makes you feel worse than what you did when you were searching for that. But in His presence is the fullness of joy. Not happiness, joy. And at His right hand are pleasures forevermore. Who's seated at the right hand of the Father? At His right hand are pleasures evermore. And Jesus is the one seated at the right hand of the Father. Come on, you should get that connection this morning. You want to find pleasure in this life, you can only find it in Jesus Christ. So we come together this morning for those very purposes and reasons, right? To develop an atmosphere, an environment that we can live in the holiness of God, that He transforms and changes our lives. And isn't it amazing, as we sung this song this morning, He found us worth it. That's crazy to me. I look at myself in the mirror and I go, that guy ain't worth it. But God says, yes, you are. Yes, you are. Can we one more time just lift our hands and give Him thanks for that? That He thought we were worth it. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Come on, church, lift your voice. Lift your voice and just praise Him this morning. We worship you, Lord Jesus. We praise you, Lord Jesus. We thank you, Lord Jesus, for what you're doing in us right now. We thank you that you're developing an atmosphere in us and an environment that's making us more like you. Every day we're becoming more and more like you. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. We give you praise. We give you glory. We give you honor. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. You may be seated if you wish to be.
Just before moving on, just stay in that presence of a place of worship. I had a song start playing over in my mind and on my heart, and I thought, oh, I was just in a place of worship, but I just can't get rid of it, and I feel like we need to sing it this morning. And as Pastor Joe was talking, it just seemed like it was aligning with being thankful for how He brought us up out of that miry clay, and He thought we were worth saving. And this song is an older song. It's I surrender all to Thee, my blessed Savior. I surrender all, and I feel like this. We've got this word we've talked about of desperation for this year. We need to be desperate for God, and you have to be willing to surrender and lay everything out for Him to take care of, to take charge of, to lead you in, to take off of you as you feel heavy burden. And that's just what I'm feeling this morning, and I feel like we just need to join together and sing that song and offer up a sacrifice of surrender to God and commit that to Him. God, I'm giving this to you. I'm surrendering faults to you. I'm surrendering what I'm struggling with. I'm surrendering my day-to-day life to you so that you can take charge. You can lead me in the way in which I'm supposed to go, because my joy is found in you. It's not in the things of this world, of what I think that I need, what I think is going to make me happy. But my joy is in the Lord, even through the struggle. So just join together with us this morning. You don't have to stand if you don't feel led to, but if you do, stand up and just surrender to God this morning.
Hear our hearts cry, Father, as we give you everything, Lord. Even those of us that have made this declaration, we find at times that there were places, recesses of our heart that we thought were given unto you, but we found out they weren't. And in your grace, you have revealed that to us. So we surrender it to you right now. We give you all of ourselves. Even when it's scary, Lord, we give it to you because we trust you. We trust you, Father. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you for what you're doing in these people, Lord. Thank you for what you're doing in my heart, Father. Hallelujah. We give you praise. We give you glory. We give you honor. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Lord. 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 Isn't the presence of God so wonderful? What he's doing in us, he's moving through us. And I believe that God has a specific direction for each and every one of your lives, and he's speaking to you in this new year. And I encourage you to follow it. Amen. At this time, we're going to release our students to go to their classes this morning. We have a teen class. For our teenagers, we have Firehouse Kids this morning for our children, and there's also a nursery and a primary class for our younger kids this morning. You can take them. If you just walk through those double doors back there, they can show you where you need to go if you're not aware of those things. Thank you, all of you that were able to make it out this morning, and just want to throw this announcement out to you. One thing that God put in my heart years ago is the importance of having a service on a Sunday morning to bring encouragement for whoever may need it. And unfortunately, we live in a day and age where we can't, you know, how many of you remember the day where we could just keep the church unlocked? right? The church house, the church building, and people would just come and go and all of that. And unfortunately, we don't live in that time anymore. So one thing that God has really stirred in my heart is to make sure that we have a Sunday morning service, because you never know what people are seeking for that week and need that time of hope and peace. And so I'm just giving you the reason why what I'm about to announce to you is, I don't care how bad the weather gets, all right? I will be here on a Sunday morning, and I'm going to have the doors open, and we're going to have church some way, somehow. Now, I like to have church, and so I'm going to make church available, and this is what I tell people, and you can share the word, all right? If you don't feel comfortable, come, that's fine. I'm not having it for you, okay? But I'm having it for people, because you never know what desperate situation a person would be in. And they think to themselves, if I can just get to a church, because their idea of a church is a building, right? And they know churches have gatherings on Sunday mornings. So Sunday, I do everything I can to have a church service, all right? So I know that the weather was very frigid today and some people couldn't make it for that reason, and that's fine, and that's why we do our best to live stream. I know sometimes technology doesn't want to work with us on that. We do our best, but I'm just announcing that if I can get here, I'm going to get here, all right? And I'll sing songs by myself, and I'll preach to the empty chairs, because I believe that we'll prophesy to our situation, right? And we'll have church. But just I want to let you know that I'm pretty adamant about having church on Sunday mornings. And if you have people ever asking, hey, is the Lighthouse going to have church? Just tell them, yeah, they're going to have church. All right? Just so you know. Y'all kind of staring at me like, are you for real? I'm for real. I'm for real. I like having church. All right? Well, this morning, we are going to continue on the series of building a faith community. And your pastor, Alicia, is going to come and give us the next message in that series. So can you give her a hand as she comes this morning?
I am so excited for what God is doing, and I love how he lines things up. And we've said this before, but I just want to reiterate it, that we don't tell the worship team what the message is going to be about. We don't tell the people who are opening service what the message is going to be about. Because we believe if God speaks to me or Pastor Joe about what to preach, he can speak to the worship team about what to sing, amen? He can speak to the person giving a scripture what scripture to use, amen? So Pastor Darius and Dunia this morning spoke about people's character and about what you have is what you give, right? And that goes right along with our message. And the worship team sung about freedom, about thanking God that he cared for us as individuals. He valued us, and that goes right along with today's message. So I'm so excited when God confirms his word, that we are right on track. Church, we are right where we need to be. And I believe this year, and it's not because it's a new year, God is always ready to move, but because we've came into a mindset, this is a new year, and we want to see what God's going to do, that I believe we're in for some big things this year. And as I was sitting there during worship, I felt the Lord say to encourage you all to get a piece of paper and write down where you are right now. What fears you have, what goals you have, what dreams you have, what's going on in your life, just write it down and keep it. And at the end of the year, go back to it. Because I believe God is going to do something so phenomenal in each individual life, anyone who's willing, that you're going to go back at the end of the year and say, oh my goodness, I can't believe how far I've come. Because that's the God we serve. He has this big plan, and he wants each and every one of you to be a part of it. So today, sometime today, go and just write stuff out. Get it all on paper and put it in a safe place so at the end of the year you can go back and see where God has brought you from just in 1 year's time. And here at the Lighthouse, we're going to be talking about building a faith community. And Pastor Joe started that topic last week and really focused on who is Christ. Because to have faith, you have to have Christ. To have any faith that does anything, right? You can have faith in all kinds of stuff. But faith that is going to do something has to be faith in Christ and Christ alone. So Pastor Joe talked about how he is a solid, firm foundation. If your feet are on Christ, you're okay. You're not going to move. People can't move you. The world can't move you. You're solid because he is the rock. If we don't understand our foundation, we will never understand who we are meant to be, because it is, we are meant to be found in Christ. And last week, Pastor Joe said, who do you say Christ is? And some of you may still be trying to figure that out, and that's okay. I want to encourage some of our young Christians in here, or maybe you're not even a believer yet. It's okay to question. God's not afraid of your questions because he can prove who he is very easily, but you have to keep seeking. Keep going to him. Keep asking those questions, and you will find out who he is. You will know that he is the Christ. And Pastor Joe said, we are the light, lighthouse. We are the light. And it's not just on Sunday mornings and Wednesday nights. Every day of the week, you need to be the light where you are. And so we're going to go into that a little bit more today. So we talk about who is Christ. This week, we're going to say, who are you in Christ? So we're going to start in Romans chapter 1, and I'm not going to read the whole verses from 28 through 31, but I'm going to hit on several topics, because Romans talks about who we used to be. And to know who we are now, I think we have to appreciate where we came from. I think we have to know where we started to know what we've become and what we have now. And so in Romans chapter 1, starting verse 28, it says, even as they did not like to retain God in their knowledge, God gave them over to a debased mind to do those things which are not fitting. We all have done things that were not supposed to be done. When humanity was created, we were created perfect and whole and righteous, and we messed it all up. So we've all done things that weren't right, they weren't okay. And as I read through this list slowly, I want you to take note, mental note, of which ones you've done in your past or maybe you're doing currently. Because my thought is, at the end of this, not one of us can say, oh, I've never done any of that. I think we've all done at least one of these things. So let's go through it and see what the Bible says is not fitting for us to do. Sexual immorality. A lot of people have been there before. Wickedness. Covetousness, which is wanting what somebody else has. And in America, I think we fall into that trap a lot because something looks better than what we have, and we want that, and we strive to get that. Maliciousness, which is desiring to hurt someone, maybe an enemy, maybe somebody who hurt you, and you want to hurt them back. Envy, which means you're not content with what you have. Again, you're striving or wanting something else. Strife, which is conflict, and it's not just a good conflict, it's a bitterness. Deceit, which is misrepresenting the truth, and this is one that I find a lot of Christians seem to be okay with, and I don't understand. A little white lie is still a lie, and in God, there's no darkness, there's no shadows, it's only truth. So as Christians, we need to be representing the truth, not misrepresenting the truth. Whisperers, which the word we use is gossip. Anyone ever been there before? Backbiters, which means you're two-faced. You say one thing when you're talking to a person, then go around and say something else behind their back. Backbiters. Violent, proud, boasters. And this one I think could probably hit all of us. Disobedient to parents.